I guess this music means we have a Donnie football mock of the day. The draft ended on Saturday.
What are we doing here? I saw a tweet today that caught my attention. Malzy, I'll read you the tweet.
Let's hear it.
Dane Brugler's 2025 mock draft. This is my worst nightmare. Both Steelers QBs stink this year, and we're reaching to draft one in the first round next year. That tweet.
I think that's my tweet you just read.
Came from our very own Andrew Filippone.
Could almost read as him just trying to tweak his neighbor Texas Keith by saying Quinn Ewers would be a nightmare of a pick.
Quinn Ewers to the Steelers, 14th overall in Brugler's 2025 mock draft.
That would be actually a worst-case scenario. It would mean that Wilson had played poorly, Fields had relieved him, and also played poorly.
But as the great Billy Mays once said, just wait, there's more.
Oh, God.
The 33rd team has put out a mock draft for 2025. They also have the Steelers taking a quarterback, this time 19th overall. Drew Allaire from Penn State.
Oh, you gotta be. I almost swore.
Quinn Ewers, at least
very,
you can say about...
Very close.
At least you can say about Quinn Ewers, he got the ball to those playmakers, and their offense went to Alabama and beat Nick Saban, and then...
Wouldn't he have beaten them twice if he had... Didn't he get hurt in the first one, where they almost beat him in Austin?
Or yes.
Yeah.
He got hurt, and they would have beaten him that time,
Oh, you're talking about the year before.
2 years ago.
Yeah, they right. He almost went 2-0 against him.
Right. Right.
So, the guy got Texas. Texas is back, as they like to say.
Oh, yes.
They went to the college football playoff. Drew Allaire, the West Virginia game.
What has he done?
Other than the West Virginia game, which I thought he looked like Trevor Lawrence 2.0. Other than that, and against, like, the cupcakes on the schedule, I thought he held back Penn State's offense last year.
I think Penn State fans didn't even like him by the end of the year. They were frustrated with him.
Oh, he looked like...
I don't think you're getting like the Nittany Lion group, you know, closing ranks around their own. I think people are frustrated with this guy.
He looked worse than deer in headlights against Michigan in that game where Jim Harbaugh had to watch it from like a hotel bar because he was banned by the NCAA.
Didn't he look... I mean, wait a minute. Am I hallucinating? They played Ohio State last year.
They did.
Yeah,
he was hideous in that game. He and McCord had, like, who could be worse?
42% completion. I
think the reason why I thought, like, they didn't play was because I tried to void that game out of my memory. That was one of the worst college football games between good teams I've watched in years.
He had the worst-looking 25-touchdown, 2-interception season I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
If 2 interceptions is all he threw?
Yes.
That... Pony... You could have said, Malzy, if you can guess Drew Allaire's interception total last year within 10, I'll give you $1 million. I might have said 13.
And one of them came in the bowl game against Ole Miss.
Yep, so he threw one in the regular season.
He was awful. I thought you just gave a very good summation of him. Good against teams that he should be good against, and then absolutely nothing when the chips were really on the table.
The game he had against Michigan is just very funny to look at that stat line. And then the following week against Rutgers,
6 of 13
for 79 yards, a 46% completion percentage.
Yep. I haven't even, not that I keep up on this, but America's sweetheart, little Joey Smeltzer does. Is the Penn State contingent, Donnie, have you heard anything? Are they out here saying Franklin has ruined yet another quarterback, or this is Franklin's fault, they can't coach offense there? Like, what's the deal?
I don't know if it's more people on him. I feel like...
Donnie's our go-to Penn State guy now.
Because he knows little Joey Smeltzer.
We all know little Joe Smeltzer. He's Penn State beat writer extraordinaire, also now in Oakland covering the Pirates A-Series and sending out a tweet last night before first pitch that, honestly, if the Wild Things had that crowd for a game, and I love Tony and the guys down there, they would be like, this is on Thursday, this is all we've got? This is it? What the hell happened to our promotions team? They had more people in the building when Donnie threw out the first pitch for St. Patrick's Day in July than the A's had in that ballpark last night.
It was pretty bad.
They announced 3,000, Chris. 3,000!
Mason
for
Miller.
A major league game!
Mason Miller might throw a pitch harder tonight than the attendance that they get.
He announced 3 grand for a big league ball game.
If he hits 104, he might exceed the number of customers in the stands.
The only time I remember watching a Pirates game with fewer people was remember when they had the G20 summit here in 08.
No one could get there.
And people weren't allowed to go to the game. It was an afternoon game because of security reasons. There was like nobody allowed at the ballpark. And I'm excluding all the COVID games, of course. But
out there in Oakland. I can't get over this Drew Allaire stat line for the year. Five games. He didn't even complete 50% of his passes, boys. This is horrifying. Both of them. Quinn Ewers is horrifying. Drew Allaire, whatever. I don't care.
I got the feeling that Penn State people were disappointed by what they saw in him. I don't know
he was supposed to be like, finally, we've got the difference maker. He's out of central casting to play quarterback and be a stud. And the guy is just...
It's DEFCON 1 if the Steelers are drafting a quarterback.
It really is.
In next year's draft.
It's a horrible class right now on paper. It is considered very bad. Not a good year to
need
one.
What if his prime son?
You know, people have said he's going to play his way into the first round. I do not. Maybe I'm just an idiot. I don't see it. I don't. I see him maybe being a day two guy.
I think he was the betting favorite on one of the sites to be the first overall.
Yeah, to be
pick.
Number one overall. Let me pull up Brugler here again and see if he's got
a Shadur Sanders take.
Yes.
Because I guess people would comp him if they were being friendly and saying, like, best case, he's what? Caleb Williams 2.0?
So Carson Beck, the Georgia quarterback, second
Man,
overall.
He does absolutely nothing for me as a player. Nothing.
Because he's a piece of white toast, Malzi. He's just a blasé.
Jim Nance carries around a picture of him in his pocket, very burnt, and
Ewers
says, this is how I would like it prepared.
To the Steelers is the second QB off the board. And then Sanders to the Jets, 22, is the third quarterback in the first round. He does not have Allaire. He does not have Allaire as a first-round quarterback.
So. Carson Beck, dude?
Carson Beck.
Again, you guys watched him. I thought the kid whose name I already forgot. Stetson Bennett was like more dynamic for them than Carson Beck.
I'd rather have Glenn Beck at quarterback.
What, is he still alive?
I think, you know what, Mason Rudolph... That's the Titans with the second pick. He might prefer Glenn Beck in that quarterback room to...
There you go. What is that noise you are making?
I'm just making myself laugh.
Glenn Beck is still alive.